year after around 100 homes were damaged by floodwater in Southall. Some there are asking what's being done to help as they hold their breath and hope that the events of last year aren't repeated. In a moment, you'll hear from Nottinghamshire County Council about what exactly they have been doing since the floods. But before that, BBC Radio Nottingham's David Sykes has been speaking to flood victims to find out how they're coping a year on after the rain came.
All this has got to come up. All this floor has got to come up. But now the insurance company are going to pay, then they will be doing that. I just thank my lucky
stars. 1 year on and Helen Sheard's home is still not back to normal. Their living room now looks immaculate with completely relaid floor and replastered walls, but the hallway still has exposed concrete on the floor, the plasterboard is showing and tiles still need replacing. It's not been an easy 12 months for Helen and her family.
Gallons and gallons and gallons. The water ran like a river down the road. It was 19 inches round the back.
Wow.
The flood water went through the entire house.
And what was the water like?
It was a bit like a tropical storm. That was the curious thing about it. The water was actually warm. It was like wading around in bath water. However, of course, it was really filthy, dirty, mucky stuff. But of course, it fetches all the laminate up. It makes the tiled floors uneven. They start popping. It soaks into the walls. It soaks into the furniture. Your furniture ends up sodden and the wood starts to blister and expand. And it, you know, it affects you as a family in ways you wouldn't imagine, really. You know that you're beholden to nature. And as much as you try to keep the water out or whatever, it's difficult.
And it's been a year. Are you worried that it could easily happen again?
My sensible head tells me that it was a freak event, a 1 in 200 year storm. But at the same time, I would be lying if when the weather is coming down really hard, you know, I could feel that sort of tension in my shoulders as I thought, crikey, I wonder what's happening at home.
So do you feel safe then?
I don't know, really. I think I'll feel happier when we've sort of installed various flood defences.
A year ago today, yes, this road, which is beautifully sunny and dry at the moment, was a roaring torrent as the water swept through after the torrential rain we'd had earlier in the evening.
While Helen still has a way to go before the house is back to normal, Ronald Milner and his wife Audrey, who turns 90 next year, have managed to get their home completely fixed.
One sort of shrugs one's shoulders and gets on with it. Didn't live through the blitz for nothing, you know.
It's all back to normal then.
All's back to normal now, and but I must say we hold our breath every time there's any thunder or lightning or any prediction that we're going to have, you know, torrential rain again, because it could happen again, and so that's something we're worried about. Fortunately, you probably know the flood forum in Southern has been very active, and measures are in place, and over the next years, I don't think it's going to be anything sudden or quick, but over the next years, hopefully we can get mitigation which will prevent this. But at the moment, it is always a threat, yes. We're still waiting for the first spades to go into the ground and the first machinery to come on and begin to put into effect the works that are proposed.
Further along Crafts Way, where Ronald and Audrey live, the water had risen higher, and here John Horsfall isn't quite so satisfied with the promise of work in future. He was out of his house for 7 months while it was getting fixed, and now there's still more decorating to do. But he's frustrated with the government and with Nottinghamshire County Council, saying they've done nothing to put his mind at ease.
There's been no visible action by the government, by the council, at all, to do anything to help us, really. The only work that's been done has been done by local residents going out every weekend, cleaning ditches, doing things that years ago the council and the farmers did. Now, nobody does it. All they're doing is sitting in offices, having a nice afternoon tea and writing on paper and writing on the laptops, etc. But there's nobody physically getting out and getting any work done. So all the money they're spending on all the fancy meetings, why don't they spend a little bit of it doing some action?
And how do you feel at the moment? Do you feel safe?
No, not at all. I think they're absolute rubbish.
BBC Radio Nottingham's David Sykes speaking to some of those whose homes were flooded in Southall a year ago. Well, Steve Calvert is Vice Chair of the Transport and Highways Committee at Nottinghamshire County Council. He's taken time out of his meeting and having his afternoon tea to come and speak to us this morning. Hello.
Good morning, David.
So, no visible action at all to help the people of Southall. What have you been doing?
Well, it's a year since we had the severe flooding in Sutherland and other parts of the county as well. And in fact, on Saturday, we had severe flooding in Mansfield. So it's not something that unfortunately is going to go away. I think it would be wrong. In fact, I'm surprised and disappointed that anybody would say that the county council hasn't been doing anything. It's been very active, particularly immediately after the flooding events.
In what ways? In doing what?
Well, the highways department, very effective in doing a whole programme of gully cleaning. That's very important to avoid the surface water. Our emergency planning team was in there immediately and in other parts of the county, helping local residents with the immediate impacts of the flooding. Since then, the main work that we've been doing has been not by ourselves, but working in partnership with the other organisations that play a big part in trying to solve this problem. The Environment Agency, Severn Trent Water, the local district council, and if we're talking about Suddle, working with the Suddle Flood Forum. They have been exceptionally effective, and together we're now in a position where we can put a bid into government to have a major solution to the problem.
But isn't that a thing? 12 months on, and a council's in a position to put a bid in to possibly get some money, which then takes ages to get, which then takes ages to actually have that impact and actually have any flood defences up. And these people in Suddle, as you heard, they don't feel safe.
We've done some small-scale improvements, but if you really want to make a difference, you need to take time out and do the modelling work. That is the only way that we can get the money from government. They need to have a proven case that if you spend the money that they're going to put into this, that it will be effective.
And how long is that process?
Well, that process started almost immediately after the serious events of last year. It's taken a bit of time to put the modelling together, but this is common around the country. We are competing with all the other parts of the country that are also suffering in the same way. This is climate change. This is our attempt to adapt to what's happening. There are major changes in the climate, and that's happening throughout England and elsewhere.
So as a best case scenario, those people in Suddle listening now, when can they actually expect to see the benefits of the bid that you're now prepared to put in? When will they actually see physically near their house some difference?
There are plenty of milestones before they'll see that, I'm afraid. It won't be until November that the government will make an announcement as to which parts of the country are going to get this funding. We're looking for almost £2 million for the area of Suddle. And if we get that approved, we are uncertain at the moment what year we'd be able to spend that money. We will be pushing extremely hard for it to be as early as possible.
Could it be next year, or is that unrealistic?
That is a possibility, but I think a probability would be a year or two ahead of that. But that doesn't mean that the council and all the other organisations involved in this will be sitting doing nothing. There'll be other small-scale improvements that we can do, and we'll be finding funding for that.
The worry is, though, isn't it, that then you go through that process and then maybe there's a change of government and changes in policies as to what money can be spent on whatever. And these things do have a habit of dragging out, don't they? Can you give any assurance to the people of Suddle that this actually will happen?
Well, I can give assurances that the County Council gives this a very high priority.
That's all you can do.
That's what I can do at the moment, yes.
Steve Calvert, thank you very much from Nottinghamshire County Council. It's BBC Radio Nottingham. It's just after 8:15 now.